us on how to be a favored father. Principles from God's Word that's going to bring blessing into your life and the lives of your wife and your children. All right? It's not necessarily easy for me to talk about subjects like this through some of the struggle and pain I've gone through, but I'm going to tell you something. Dads, listen to me. You do the right thing. Husbands, you do the right thing. And it'll pan out. I'm telling you. You'll be blessed and God will take care of you. No matter what, if the stuff hits a fan one day. You hearing me? God will still be honored. He'll bless your life. And I can speak to that. Though difficult times came my way, I can still say, wow, God's Word is true, His principles are good, and God honors what He says. Amen? And we're still humans, and sometimes we fall off the wagon, and we make bad choices. That happens. But that ain't on Him. You understand? Yes or no? Y'all awake? Okay, come on, here we go. Number one, how can I have God's blessing, God's favor on me as a husband, as a father? Okay? How can I do this? Number one, say it with me. Say it loud. Cleave, don't... One more time. Cleave, don't leave. You're not going to have God's blessings on your life if you're a deadbeat dad. Are you listening? Period. Yeah, but oh God, He forgives me and stuff like that. I'm telling you what, if you're a deadbeat dad, you're still pathetic. I'll tell you after church. You hearing me today? I know bad things happen and we have a past and all that, but I tell you what, listen, that's horrible. All right? I know. It's ugly. I'm ugly. It's early in the morning. You'll live. Here we go. Hang on, baby. Don't hit the road, Jack. Now, I was married 28 years. And who knows? I might write a book on it one day. I don't know. But all in all, know is I it's not about me today, though. But God will honor you if you cleave and don't leave. There's lots of blessings that will come your way. I'm just telling you. When it would be easy to leave. Keep looking. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave. Isn't that what it says? Cleave unto his wife and they shall be what? One flesh. Jesus. For this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife and they too shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more two but one. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put what? You might hear that at weddings and wonder where that came from. Right from the Bible. Marriage came from the Bible. Marriage is between a man and a woman. That's what the Bible teaches. That's what nature teaches. You don't even have to be in the Bible to know it. Okay, that's not being unkind to other people. It's reality. That's what the Word says and that's what nature teaches. Y'all listening or not? Bottom line. Never gives us the right to be unkind to somebody who sees things differently and they're raised that way or they believe that way. We still love. Amen? But this is the Word of God, and that takes priority over anything I think or believe. Y'all listening or not? Y'all right? Amen. Come on. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be what? So it's all throughout your Bible. Amen? Just lots of different places. So, fellas, you want God's blessing on your life as a husband, as a daddy. Don't what? Don't what? One more time. Don't what? Don't leave. Got it? Well, I mean, you mean God will bless me if I do that? Yeah, and you know what? That's just doing the right thing. Do you understand? God will bless you for that. Come on. Keep looking. Know and believe that you're one flesh. Communicate your commitment to your wife. And make sure the kids know it too. Make sure your kids know that. And you can ask them. Check my kids sometime. How daddy made them feel. Because storms can come in your life and bad things can happen. But when you've communicated that and you've been that. And dads, it's incredible. It's amazing the power that a dad has in the life of a child. It's sort of supernatural. It's unusual. It's crazy. But it can get them through the most unusual things. And it can be an anchor in their life when troubles come. And you think you failed. And you think, I'm going to tell you, you didn't leave. You were there. That'll be huge. Are you listening? Keep looking. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Whatever it takes. Don't leave. Cleave. I will never leave you. What? Period. communicate that. Be that. Does it always work out? No. Is it the best course of action? Yes. Are y'all hearing me or not? It's the right way. Okay? Here's the way I always thought. I'd have to be cut in two. And I was. But I'm glad I can stand up here on this stage and look you in the eyeball. Y'all listen to me or not? You don't hear what I'm telling you? And that's not to make me a great guy. No, that's just doing the right thing, guys. Listen, say. All right. This is God's blessing. This provides needed security for your wife and guess who else? Your kids. Incredible security that dad's going to be there. Dad ain't leaving. Hell will freeze over. You know? That's great. Families that had this kind of foundation are what? Blessed of God. Blessed of God. And it's funny, through my struggle, I don't know if many of you have heard me say this, but I've said it a lot. I've had a great life. You know what I'm saying? I've had a great life. Had a great 28 years and with my children, and it was great. You know what I'm saying? Was it perfect? No. Is yours? You know? It's amazing how God can bless even in difficult situations. You know, I'm telling you, if it's got to all be just this, that way, or, you know, got to be just right for you to hang in there, guys, come on. I guess you're never on a ball team that loses either. You understand? You see what I'm saying? It's not reality, is it, coach? You fight through. Cleave, don't what? Amen. That's the way to get God's blessing. So did we get number one down? This, of course, takes courage, takes commitment, compassion, takes confession, takes communication, a whole lot of what? Cuddling. Amen. Come on. Cleave, don't leave. The picture of a daddy never leaving is an imprint in the mind and the spirit of your children that their heavenly Father will never leave them. I want my kids to know God will never leave you because I will never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never leave you. And somehow they can't see God, but they can see you getting up every day. They can see you in their life. You understand? And there's a lot of pain in this room because a daddy left you, a mama left you, somebody left you, husband left you, wife left you. Somehow, if I could communicate to you. I'll be honest with you, that's one reason I show up every Sunday. I ain't leaving. You understand? Some of you don't like me, I'll find more people. That's the bottom line. You understand? As long as I love, as long as I care, as long as I give, as long as I preach, I expect God to bless me. I expect to see people saved, people come to Christ, things grow, things do, economy up, economy down. I plan on staying. Amen. I've made it through this hell and high water I went through. I ain't going anywhere. I'm staying right here and I'm gonna continue what God has called us to do. You know what I'm saying? And I would like for you to stay too. Amen. Shoot, I'd like for you to cleave with me and don't leave me. And many of you didn't. Through my pain and my struggle, and I know I'm opening up. I mean, if you're new today, you can talk to somebody and they'll let you know what I've gone through. If they want to, that's fine. But the point is, many of you, you know, that's exactly what you did. You cleave to me. And I keep looking over at Coach because he and his staff reached out to me when I was hurting. And I'd go out there to ball practice and we just hug on each other, remember? We just put our arms around each other and big old sweaty men just hugging on each other right there. You know, if they didn't like it, we'd whoop their tail right on the field, wouldn't we? But cleaving, many of you did that to me. You got close to me. You, in your own way, held me and encouraged me. God blesses that. You understand? So this message isn't just for dads, it's for all of us. Amen? Come on. This is God's will. God will bless this. Say it with me. Absolutely. He will bless this.
I don't know about all that crazy blessing from God I see on TV. Well, you watch that one right there that I put on the screen, and God will bless that. That's a great principle. Cleave, don't what? Now let's look at another one. Here we go. Provide, say it with me, don't look for a free... One more time. Provide, don't look for a free... Amen. This isn't hard, is it? Now for dads, I got to keep it simple. We like to remember, can you make it rhyme or something? Here we go. 1 Timothy, but if any provide not for his own house, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than a what? An infidel, a heathen, or somebody that doesn't even know God or know a thing about God. But we call ourselves Christians, listen. And men, lazy as a day is long, don't take responsibility. Oh, but I love Jesus. No, you love somebody else. Provide. Don't look for a free ride. What happens when the economy turns bad? Am I still supposed to provide? Yep. Who says you're just supposed to, when everything's good, provide? You know, that's your American theology talking to you. The rest of the world, they have to provide, and this craziness. You understand? All right, keep looking. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. It's a good thing to make money and to earn money and to have food on your table and to work and to take care of your family. That's a good thing. Whatsoever thy hand finds to do, how should I work? How should I provide? Do it with all your might. Don't look for the easy way out all the time. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the what? Grave. Now, if you don't want to work and you want to just go ahead and die, have at it. Because if you're not getting anything out of life right here, pretty much that's what you can get when you get crawl into a hole. Don't do that. Stay alive. As long as you're upright, you keep doing something. Amen? It's a good principle even as you get older. Especially when you've got a family, you need to take care of things. Provide. Don't look for a free ride. And that you study to be quiet, to do your own what? To work with your own what? Hands, as we commanded you, that you might walk honestly toward them that are without. You don't have to become a thief and steal and lie and cheat. And that you may have lack of nothing. It's amazing when you take that initiative and you work and you get out there and try to do and you try to make it and you just try to keep going and you keep that principle in your head and I just got to make it. There's no way around. It's amazing how you'll make it. Has everybody gone to hell in a handbasket in this economy? Yes or no? No. Lots of people in this room have had it very tough. And sometimes you have to get creative. Sometimes you have to lose a home. Sometimes you have to walk to work. Sometimes you have to drive a junky car. Guess what? You own a car and you own a house. I don't care what condition it is. You're in the 99 percentile of the world. Do you understand that? You own a house and a car, no matter its condition or its shape, you're still in the top 99%. You know, you're in the top 1% is what I'm saying, of the world. Isn't that crazy? Say. Keep looking. God will bless you if you accept your responsibility as provider, dad, for the family. Work and work hard, realizing it's the will of God for your life. Can you say that in green with me? Work and work hard, realizing it's the will of God for my life. Am I supposed to work hard? It's just a hard. I got to work hard. That's God's will for your life. We try to seek God's will, some spooky will. Oh, what's God's will? Work. Amen. Say. Come on. Roger's looking at me like I'm crazy. Did we ever have a prayer time in the truck this morning? So if I'm acting a little crazy, it's because God came down in a truck that we pray in every Sunday. It was great. It was incredible. Wasn't it, brother? Woo! Yes, sir. We already had the first service. It was out of this world. It was in that truck on Father's Day, talking to our daddy. It was incredible. That's why I'm a little nuts right now. God does not bless laziness. Nowhere in the Bible will you find that. Well, here's a lazy man right there in the Bible. I'm going to study him. He ain't there. Amen. Come on. But this I say, he which sows sparingly, here's the principle, you're going to reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. You work a little, you get a little. You work hard, you're probably going to get more. Amen. Do we know people that work just a little bit and get a lot? Can I see your hand? Sure. But do you know a lot more people that have to work real hard to get what they got? Let me see your hands now. That's what I'm talking about. If you got the smarts and the brains, man, you can go figure out how to work a little bit and get a lot. God bless you. More power to you. But that's not the real world that I live in. Not really. When your kids see you work and work hard, God is blessing them in ways that are unreal. I can say it with her standing right here. I was sitting right there. Why are you sitting? We could be doing something. No, anyway. But I can say it on this stage that she knows her daddy's a hard worker. Period. That's a message. It's a message. That cleaving and not leaving, that sends a message. But also when your kids see you work and do and, Mama, get out there and cut the grass. Well, that's a message you're sending. Amen. Say. Nothing wrong with Mama working, especially working out there to guess. Good. But Dad, come on. That's what we're talking about. The picture of Daddy providing is an imprint on your children that leads to understanding that their Heavenly Father will what? Provide everything they need. So if you cleave and don't leave, they'll know he ain't going to leave. If you work and provide, they'll know he'll provide. You see how that sort of somehow is being translated to your children? Yes or no? Amen. Elise said something not long ago to me. She said, I'll see if I can get it right. Dad, everything I think that I want, I get. That's crazy, ain't it? Isn't it crazy for her to believe like that? Everything I want, and not crazy wants, but things that she would like, but above what she probably needs, I get. That's crazy. That's great when we can think like that about God. Y'all listening or not? And he can work on your wants and your what you want. But what I'm saying is to be content like that, and not only be content, but to know you're blessed in spite of bad things that happen in your life. Isn't that incredible? Good stuff. God will bless us guaranteed. Last one. Here we go. How to be a favored father. So cleave, don't leave. Provide, don't look for a free ride. And this last one, say it with me. Train up, don't tick. One more time. Train, don't tick. Why did you have to sit on the front row? Train up, don't tick off. This is for God to bless you inside your family. And you fathers, provoke not your children to what? Wrath. But how do we bring up our kids? In the nurture and the admonition or the encouragement and training of the Lord. What's that mean? As you know how we exhorted and we comforted and we charged every one of you as a father does his children. Train up, don't tick off. What does that mean when you're raising kids? Bring them up. They're what? Say it with me. Tender. I was at the beach yesterday. I'm in the water. There's a big dad. He's to the right. He's as big as me, but he needs to lose about 20 pounds. All right? Maybe 40. Tough. In the water, floating. Looking at fish, because the whiting we're in yesterday, and you could see them. The water was crystal clear. And this little five-year-old boy came behind him, and he got on his back, and the dad said, "Don't hang on me!" I wanted to go over there and hold his head under the water. But I figured he wouldn't go under. Listen, And I watched the little boy walk away back to the shore. And then his dad said, "Hey, come here, fish. Look at the fish." And the boy just very timidly walked to his daddy. That's no good, guys. You listening or not? I know what it is to have hanging on you. I understand like that. We got to work on that. Right? Say. Come on. Anytime we say something to our kid, now they need discipline, understandable. "Oh, I love the discipline. Thank you so much for my paddling." No, they're not going to say that. But however, the way we communicate, my gosh. And you're in public for crying out loud. And what did he do? He just, what? The way we talk to people. Guys, I'm not talking about just dads. I'm talking about the way some of you people talk here. I just let's crack the corn open a little bit. The way you talk to people sometimes is horrible. It's no good, guys. Y'all listening or not? Come on. We're to speak with kindness and encouragement and love. And that's the way we should talk to people. We should, when we're working with people, be able to talk to them and build them up, not tear them down. Y'all listening or not? Y'all probably say, "Well, you should try that in some of your preaching, preacher." I know. No, I ain't got it all figured out yet. They're tender. Nurture them. Lovingly care for your kids, guys. Admonish them. "My son, keep your father's commandment. Don't forsake the law of your mother. Bind those teachings of your daddy upon your heart and about your neck. When you go to sleep, it'll lead. When you go in your way, it'll lead you. When you sleep, it'll keep you. When you wake up, they'll talk to you. For the commandment's a lamp, the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Train them up, teach them, admonish them. Okay? Alex Christie told me, and very good. You know, a lot of times as parents, when we got three-year-olds, we're trying to make them our best friend. They're not. They need a dad. They need a mom. They need a spanking. Quote me. Amen. Say. Come on. That's old school, ain't it? I was riding down the road with Elise, coming back from somewhere. I don't know. Maybe it was Chili's. It was yesterday, well, then it must have been Chili's. But we were riding back, and I really like... No, it was another day. No, it wasn't. It was Outback. It was the other night. I know it was Outback. Do you know we eat out a lot? Here we go. You don't know where to go to eat? Right here. But anyway, I was riding back with her the other night, and I told her I really enjoy our relationship, father and daughter. But now it's friend. We've always been friends, but now it's friend. And now I need her to counsel me and to love me and encourage me and sometimes tell me, "That's not right, Dad." Or, "Stop it, Dad." Or, "You're blessed, Dad. Stop that." Isn't that our goal? Say. That's our goal. A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scorner hears not rebuke. Keep looking. Encouraging and comforting will go a lot farther than, "This is my house and you'll do as I say as long as you're under my roof." I'm going to just be ugly to you. I'm going to go ahead and just be ugly to you. If that's your attitude, I'm just going to hope you lose your house. How about that? How about that? Because you don't have a house. You have a prison. Encourage. You can go do it any way you want to. I'm just saying if you want the favor of God on you. Do you understand the difference, yes or no? Tough is necessary. Don't get me wrong. Buddy, I know tough, and I like tough sometimes. But tender, nurturing, and admonishing is appropriate, and it's always what? In style. Amen? Don't think I'm not saying don't be tough. Don't think I'm not saying be tough. Now, don't get me wrong on that. I struggle with that sometimes, right? Yes, ma'am. God's not going to bless you if you're always what? Popping a cork and blowing a fuse. God's not going to bless that. I popped a cork and I blew a fuse. But I love Jesus. You're a lunatic is what you are. Are you hearing me? You know you're doing good when the children are laughing. God doesn't do that with you, so why do you do that with your kids? This is what God told Jesus. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You're my Son. You're my Son that I love. And you're my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Three things, dads, we need to communicate to our children. This is what you need to communicate to your children. It's not that hard. Just remember the baptism of Jesus. And God the Father on Father's Day, listen, you're learning this example. Listen, He said, I claim you. Every kid needs to know that. Do you know who you belong to? Say. You've got problems. People tell me all the time, she's just like you. You have lots of problems. I love you. I love you. Flat out. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You believe it? Because I am. If you didn't believe it, you're a nut. Amen. What God told His Son, we need to tell our children, guys. Y'all listening today? Say, not quit hanging on me. Amen. Not. This is my house. You dig? Y'all listening or not? Have I done those things? Yes. Have I been wrong? Absolutely. Guys, be man enough and humble enough to apologize. You listening? That'll go a long way, guys, to restoring relationship and learning how to say you're sorry. And if you don't know, I got a message called Sorry Balance, how to actually communicate to someone that you're sorry and do it in a real way where they'll receive it. Amen? That's what we're talking about today. I'm done, Roger. Last slide. Nobody wants to call on a God who screams and yells. The picture of a daddy tenderly nourishing, admonishing, and encouraging is an imprint on your children that their heavenly Father God loves them and can teach them and can direct their lives. And you know what? God will bless this what? Guaranteed. Amen. A little Louisiana going on in the audience. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for God's blessing. Come on. God's a great God. He's a great God. He will bless us.